The Sally A. Crenshaw Bethlehem Center has been in service in Chattanooga for 90 years. The center was named after the first black female minister in the Holston Conference of the United Methodist Church. Reverend Crenshaw was appalled by the number of black children left without daycare and established the St. Elmo Mission in 1947. The Alton Park Center was renamed in her honor in 1983. As part of its 90th year celebration, the Bethlehem Center opened a new educational and history exhibit, which profiles local history and heroes, including former City Commissioner John P. Franklin Sr. and professional football great, the late Reggie White. The Bethlehem Center continues to work closely with the South Chattanooga community, providing many programs, such as the V-Team Literacy After-School Program, providing literacy assessment and instruction, homework assistance, behavioral intervention, and enrichment activities.
Our four primary areas of focus. Number one, spiritual growth, sharing the gospel and making sure people know the love of God. Number two is education. We provide literacy and math programs in our after-school and summer literacy academy. We support the area public schools and making sure that the children in those area schools get extra support in their academics. Number three is economic development. We try to help families, low-income means, find jobs, learn about financial literacy, save, invest, whatever they can, and be good stewards of the small resources or little resources that they have, provide for their families even more. So economic development, jobs, resources. Number four is leadership development. We train, we have a curriculum where we're actually teaching individuals how to be more responsible, how to be leaders, how to make better decisions.
That was Lerone Jennings Sr., Executive Director of the Sally A. Crenshaw Bethlehem Center. Jennings is also one of the founders of the Bethlehem Community Development Credit Union, the first of its kind to be chartered in the state of Tennessee.
I'm doing a lot of traveling with the model that we have at the Bethlehem Center. In particular, I mentioned the credit union. We started a credit union in 1998. A lot of people is interested in micro-lending. Churches in third world countries and, you know, really getting into micro-lending. Our model at the Bethlehem Center has been encouraging and interesting to other people. So what I'm doing now through our V-Team Leadership Network of America Outreach is I travel and help other churches, schools, organizations think more about how they can do what we're doing, some of what we're doing in their communities that will help improve it, like starting credit unions, focusing on micro-lending, doing social entrepreneuring, small businesses, also after-school and summer literacy programs, and how to tie it all in together to really help bring transformation to a neighborhood. And we like to look at ourselves as community developers with a Christian twist.
Lerone Jennings Sr., lovingly known as Coach, worked for 18 years in education in the public schools. After graduating from Howard High School in 1972, he received a football scholarship to Fisk University. And after graduating from Fisk, Lerone returned to Chattanooga and began his teaching and coaching career in the Chattanooga City school system. During his coaching career, Lerone had the pleasure of coaching NFL star Reggie White and Olympic gold medalist Venus Lacey, who starred on the U.S. Women's Olympic basketball team. And then in 1992, Jennings became principal of his alma mater, Howard High School of Academics and Technology, and he later moved into the school's central office as director of athletics.
Most people never had the experience that I've had to teach, to be a student for 12 years, come back as a teacher coach, then be a principal of the school, and I still volunteer there. Even to this day, I go back and volunteer. So my background has pretty much been education. Went into ministry. The Lord called me into ministry through the Bethlehem Center. So that gives me the best of all worlds. Still working with youth and still giving me a broad background using my experience as an educator to still teach children and encourage children. And I have this entrepreneurial spirit, as you can tell. I love seeing people start businesses. I have a business myself, PSG, which is a construction management company. And I like to see people do what they want to do. Part of my vision is helping people to fulfill their vision. When I see people pursuing their goals and aspirations in life, I like for them to stand on my shoulders to get where they're trying to go. And that gives me the greatest feeling and feeling of success, helping others get where they need to be. This old coaching spirit that I have, when I see one or two or three people, I see a team of people that can make something happen. So I always like to talk to them about ways that they can come about.
Coach Jennings encourages everyone to come out and see the exhibit at the Sally A. Crenshaw Bethlehem Center at 200 West 38th Street.
There's other displays around the building, but that display of Reggie White, and he's a product of the Bethlehem Center. I'm a product of the Bethlehem Center as well.
As part of celebrating their 90th year of service in Chattanooga, the Bethlehem Center has teamed up with Brainerd United Methodist Church to bring Chattanoogans the Bethlehem Resource Center on Brainerd Road, which will feature local foods, arts, crafts, consignment, a thrift store, education programs, and the list goes on. For more information about the Beth Center, go online to www.thebeth.org, or you can follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.